CLIL 4 Science Exercise 3 Page 58
How Trees Talk Underneath forests, there are hundreds of bright white and red lines. These lines are made up of fungi, and they are able to carry carbon, water, and other nutrients from plant to plant in the forest. The Canadian ecologist Dr. Suzanne Simard did experiments in the 1980s which proved that trees use these pathways, or mycorrhizal networks, to communicate and help each other survive. In a way, trees in a forest behave like a family. And the most important trees in a mycorrhizal network are called mother trees. These are taller, older trees which help smaller trees in the network, or trees which aren't getting enough sunlight or nutrients. These trees send the mother tree chemicals which show they need help, and then the mother tree takes care of it. Mother trees prefer to help their family members, but they also help trees from other species. All in all, a single mother tree might help hundreds of nearby trees. It seems that a forest is a connected network. For this reason, ecologists are trying to stop logging companies from cutting down mother trees so that forests have a chance to survive. After all, when a mother tree falls, the forest doesn't just lose one tree, the whole network suffers.